Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Faster money, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Andy Wint and this is Update. 30 minutes of news from the Isle of Man for Friday, 21st of February 2020. A 30-minute look at all the news, sport, business, sea watch and travel updates. Tonight, Bill Mullarky, MHK, has died at the age of 68. The children's champion criticises foster care on the island. The Manx fishing industry's in troubled waters. The latest on teachers' dispute. The hospice providing the right care. And it's a flume-free Friday at the NSC.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. Faster Mai, Ed Oldham.
Faster Mai, tributes are pouring in for Bill Mullarky, who's passed away at the age of 68 following a long battle with cancer. The Douglas South MHK and Home Affairs Minister has been praised for his caring attitude, his passion for politics and the Isle of Man, and for carrying out his public duties until the very end. News just in, the Master of the Ben McCree has confirmed that due to the continued adverse weather caused by Storm Ellen, the following sailings have been cancelled. That's this evening's Douglas Tahitian sailing due to leave at 7:45, and therefore the overnight return, both of those cancelled. Unions need to see significant progress on a pay deal to avoid a teacher strike. That's the message from the NASUWT, which joins two other unions in taking industrial action short of a walkout when schools return from their half-term break on Monday. Further afield, it's understood no more than 50 British citizens will be on a government-organised repatriation flight from Japan. It had been thought around 70 cruise ship passengers who've been in quarantine because of the coronavirus outbreak would be coming home. Meanwhile, in London, NHS staff have started testing people showing symptoms of COVID-19 in their own homes. A plot by a Muslim convert to blow up St Paul's Cathedral was foiled after she tried to buy explosives online from an undercover police officer. And in sport, tonight's Scottish Premiership match between St Mirren and Hearts has been postponed because of poor weather. The pitch in Paisley failed an inspection earlier. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham Advocates. Like everything comforting, we're there when you need us. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Got my head, thank you. Ed, the news showers tonight on a strong westerly wind, 6 degrees. The overnight minimum temperature. Gale warning in operation for the next 24 hours in the North Irish Sea. Tonight's Ben McCree will not sail. 7:45 won't go. It's been cancelled and consequently there won't be an 0215 because the boat won't be there. Tomorrow morning's looking okay. Jarrah Shackton for the weekend. Jasan is dry and bright with isolated showers on a strong westerly tomorrow, up to 7 degrees. Overnight low is 4 into Jaduni. Sunday early clouds and showers, then a bright afternoon. Nice day, 7 degrees top temperature. Sunset in 5 minutes time at 21 minutes to 6. High water 19 minutes to 11 tonight. The overnight low tide 3 minutes to 5 a.m. Sunrise 7:24 in the morning. And Saturday morning's high water at 5 to 11.
For the latest high-tech windows, doors, conservatories, fascias and soffits, visit Manx Glass and Glazing Showroom in Snugborough.
Sad news in the world of politics on the Isle of Man today. Home Affairs Minister Bill Mullarky, MHK, has died after a long battle with cancer. The Douglas South MHK passed away this morning. He was 68 years of age. Manx Radio's John Moss looks back at his life.
If William Mackay Mullarky had chosen the ring for a career, he would surely have been known as Battling Bill. He relished politics, and even when he was rejected by the electorate, he picked himself off the canvas and became a Douglas councillor before returning triumphantly to the House of Keys. Born in 1951, Bill Mullarky was an engineer by trade after attending Ballacameen, St Ninian's and the College. He first stood for the Keys as a Liberal Vannin Party member in 2006, winning a Douglas South seat. Halfway through the term, he left the Lib Vans and became an independent. 5 years later, he stood for re-election but was defeated. Typically, he saw this as a political hiccup, not a disaster, becoming a councillor for Douglas for 3 years before returning to the hustings in 2015 to win in a Keys by-election, then retaining his seat a year later. He served in Health and Social Security, in Home Affairs, where he took a particular interest in combating the alcohol and drugs problems, and in education. He returned to Home Affairs as minister in Howard Quayle's administration. In the Keys debate to exclude the Legislative Council from voting for the Chief Minister's role, he showed what a powerful speaker he could be.
We are going to struggle unless one of two of you stand up for your principles and stand up for the people who elected you and put you in here today. So I would urge you all, please, to vote for this. It has been a soapbox issue of mine, but I think this is true democracy in the making. It's not tinkering round. I don't really care what UK government does. This is not UK government. This is Timbald. This is how we do things. So let's prove today we can actually do something right and support this. I thank you.
A hard-working and caring politician, a champion of the vulnerable, a proud Manxman and a great friend. Just some of the tributes which have been paid to Home Affairs Minister and South Douglas MHK, Bill Mullarky. You'll hear tributes from the Chief Constable, Gary Robert, Speaker of the House of Keys, Ewan Watterson, President of Tynwald, Steve Roden, and first, Chief Minister, Howard Quayle.
He fought his illness with his usual flat-out cussed self, for want of a better word. Bill was incredibly loyal to me, to the Council of Ministers, to the people of the Isle of Man. You knew where you were with Bill. He told you straight out what he was thinking. He was a bit of a workaholic, even right up until the end. Only a couple of weeks ago, he was in Keys sitting. He was passionate about serving the people of the Isle of Man, passionate about his constituents, and incredibly passionate and proud about his job as Minister for Home Affairs.
Members will be deeply saddened at the loss of a good friend and colleague. Bill was a real asset to Tynwald. He, during debate in Tynwald, he was one of those rare members who, with tenacity and straight talking, was able to sway an argument, and you could see the mood of the court changing. Such was the power with which he put his case.
One of the things that Bill was definitely passionate about was fighting for those who didn't have a loud voice of their own. Certainly the vulnerable of this island were definitely a focus of his, and that's something that he really relished through his work at social care and as Minister for Home Affairs. Bill was definitely someone who lived for his job. He lived to work, and it was very evident by the energy and enthusiasm that he showed.
Yeah, Bill had been ill for a long time, but he was such a tough man and such a tough character that it's still really sad. You know, we had expected it, but nevertheless, it's very sad, and it's a shame for Pamela and all the family, because he was a good man, and he was very proud of what he did. He was very proud of the Isle of Man, and he was hugely proud to work with the constabulary, and he was a great supporter of ours, and he carried out his role as minister with care and with attention and with his own style, which was quite a passionate one, really.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom. MT ClearSell. Personalise how you hear your mobile phone conversations.
22 minutes to 6, Friday night's update from Manx Radio. A fisherman from the west of the Isle of Man's calling for the scallop catch limits to be reviewed. The unusually bad weather's meant crews have caught just 35% of the total allowable catch for the season, with 4 months down and just 3 months to go. DEFA Minister Geoffrey Boot, MHK, hasn't ruled out a review of the current limits when the scallop board meets next month. Craig Woodbridge is a skipper based in Peel. He spoke to Manx Radio's Alex Watton about the difficulties faced in the industry.
From my personal point of view, we've had bad spells of weather in the past and all, but we've always been able to claw it back, if you like. You know, when the weather does settle, we've always been able to go out and have, you know, two or three decent weeks or whatever, and all of a sudden the bad weeks are forgotten about. But with catch restrictions, and as far as myself goes, it's with Western Waters and all, day restrictions, where we're limited to how many days we can fish. It's days lost. You know, once that day's gone, you can't claw that back.
How much money are you losing? Are you losing money?
Yes, definitely. It's more not being able to make it back. You know, when the weather's settled and everything's good, in a perfect world, the quota system, you know, the catch restrictions work. It keeps it steady all the way through, but you can't allow for a month of southwest gales. You know, you can't allow for that at all. And if the weather was lovely all the time and the boats were getting out and they'd get their bags and go home early and life would be rosy. But at the minute, with the way the weather is, I just feel that when the weather does start to settle, which it will, they should seriously be looking at increasing this catch limit so that the boats can make a little bit of it back, if not all of it, because at the end of the day, boats, you know, they break down, or they need maintained. You know, it's an aging fleet around the island. A lot of the boats are 20 years old plus. Some of them as old as 50 plus. And they do need maintaining. And without that extra bit of profit, you just can't do it. The boats are declining, the fleet is getting old, and it's not good for the industry, because I loved it. I couldn't wait to go to sea in the morning. To look around the fleet now, there's no young fishermen coming in either, because there's no incentive.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology. Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
19 minutes to 6, the Ben McCree will not sail tonight. The 7:45 boat has been cancelled due to the adverse weather forecast, so no 2:15 return tomorrow morning, so there may be no papers tomorrow. Tomorrow morning's 8:45 sailing is scheduled to go ahead, but just tonight and the return. Of course, the Ben is the only steam packet vessel on duty. Manan and the Fastcraft resumes her seasonal services into Liverpool March 27th. The first sailing of the year to Dublin is scheduled for the day after that, March 28th, and she heads for Belfast on April the 8th.
Like the steam packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information. Manx Radio's business briefing, powered by Y Manx.
18 minutes to 6. This is update from Manx Radio. In April of this year, the Isle of Man hosts its inaugural Blockchain Summit. The conference aims to bring together experts in the blockchain and e-gaming industry, as well as industry leaders, business decision makers, tech innovators and investors. They expect an agenda full of panel discussions, keynote speakers and networking opportunities. It'll take place at the Comus Hotel and Golf Resort, where they've reserved some discounted rooms for conference delegates.
Y Manx. Technology, communications, services. Find out more on 641199 or visit ymanx.com today. The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets closed lower as disappointing earnings weighed on investor sentiment. American stocks fell sharply after the number of new coronavirus cases escalated, fueling worries over a pronounced global economic slowdown. The American dollar fell after a survey of purchasing managers showed American business activity in the manufacturing and services sectors stalled in February. Oil prices fell due week to Asian data, and leading crude producers appear to be in no rush to curb output. Gold rose as the spread of coronavirus intensified concern about its impact. In corporate news, Pearson shares were down after the education publisher said it expected profits to fall in 2020. Hammerson was also down after it sold a portfolio of 7 retail parks and 2 others individually for a total of £455 million. On the upside, health, safety and environmental technology company Hulmer gained after announcing the acquisition of Utah-based MaxTech, which designed, manufactures and distributes oxygen analysis and delivery products for medical and non-medical applications. In the markets at the close, the FTSE 100 was down 0.5% at 7,403. The DAX in Frankfurt down 0.5% at 13,574. Just after 5 o'clock in New York, the Dow Jones down 0.75% at 29,007. And the NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index down 1.2% at 9,636. In Chicago, meantime, the S&P down 0.8% at 3,344. On the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is worth $1 29.6 cents and €1 19.4 cents. In commodities, gold was up just over 1% at $1,639 an ounce, and Brent crude up 1.1% at The Brent crude figure I have in front of me is sadly wrong. I'll give you the Brent crude figure fairly shortly.
When it comes to investing for the future and that all-important personal service, look no further than the award-winning team at Ramsey Crookall. Ramsey Crookall is the island's largest firm of stockbrokers and investment managers and have been servicing the investment community with a broad range of services for over 70 years. For that all-important personal touch and financial expertise, contact Ramsey Crookall. Telephone 673-171. Call into Securities House, Athol Street, or visit our website, ramseycrookall.com. RamseyCrookall.com. Ramsey Crookall are members of the London Stock Exchange and licensed by the Financial Services Authority.
That Brent crude figures down 1.5% at $58.34 a barrel. Pardon me while I just hit the printer.
Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
If you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, diving or surfing this weekend, the inshore coastal waters forecast says this. The weather summary is unsettled with strong winds on Saturday, a temporary respite on Sunday. The sea temperature 7 degrees across the weekend. For Saturday, the wind west 6 or 7, decreasing 5 or 6 around dusk. Wave height 3 to 3.5 metres, gradually falling to 2.5. Wave period is 6 seconds. High water tomorrow is at 4 minutes to 11 a.m. and 11:20 p.m. Air temperature 7 degrees. On Sunday, the wind is west 4 or 5, decreasing 3 or 4. Wave height 1.5. falling to 0.5 to 1 metre. Wave period is 5 seconds. High water on Sunday is at 29 minutes past 11 tonight. Sunday is the day. Remember that sea temperature, 7 Celsius.
If you have failed double glazing units, Manx Glass and Glazing can help. Call 674 573. Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
14 minutes to 6. In the House of Keys next week, Tim Baker, MHK, will ask the Health Minister what progress his department has made in recruiting foster carers in the last 3 months, to what extent there's a shortfall, and what plans there are to improve recruitment. Tim Baker told Manx Radio's Dolan Mercer this comes off the back of his first annual report as Children's Champion, which was debated in January.
One of the key issues that my report spelt out was that the foster care service was under real stress and strain. You know, I tabled that report in December, so we're 3 months in. I'm holding the Minister accountable for what progress has been made so far, because he responded very positively to the report and indeed promised to come back to Tynwald every 6 months with an update. But I've not seen the extent of progress that I was hoping for and expecting.
Foster care, off the top of my head, and adoption were two of the things you spoke about at length in your report, and you spoke about the perhaps, I think convoluted was the word we used, processes behind some of those themes. So it's a priority made in your annual report. Is it a priority in the health and social care department, do you feel, at present?
Well, I think within health and social care, you've got a health part and you've got a social care part, and I think it absolutely is in the social care.
That wasn't always the case, of course.
No, historically they were separate, weren't they? So I do think it's a priority in the social care part of the department, but of course there's so much going on in DHSC as a whole, with transformation, with budget challenges, with the dominance of Nobles Hospital, that it would be very easy for the minister to be focused on those aspects and to lose sight of the social care.
Is it too much for one minister?
You'd have to ask the minister, to be honest. I mean, it's a big department, it's a big challenge, it always has been.
Lots of listeners will remember when health and social care were separate, and there could be an argument made that they should still be.
You could definitely argue there's lots of different structural alternatives. I mean, we're on a journey at the moment in terms of government structures. You know, it's a big department, it dominates, it's, what is it, 30% of government expenditure, it's a third of the government employment. It's about the quality of the executive team in there and the political team and how they work together. So I think that's a question for Minister Ashford, really.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify. Manx Radio Sport.
Faster by Tim Glover.
The Bowl is playing host to a women's head-to-head tonight between the Centre of Excellence under-18s and Douglas High School Old Boys. It's the first of two warm-up games in preparation for Ireland's Carn Money ladies under-18s visit in April. Kick-off tonight at the Bowl is at 8:30. Following this programme and the news at 6, it will be Friday Sport. We'll be talking to our football correspondent Tony Meppam as it's take two to try and get the GH call at Woods Cup prelim round games that were swept away by Storm Dennis last Saturday underway. Also a big game in the Premier League to feature as well, where the top two meet at the Bowl, St Mary's against Rushen. And we'll also talk to Dave Christian about the weekend's rugby. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola has shrugged off questions surrounding Raheem Sterling's commitment to the club. It's after the winger told a Spanish news outlet he could play for Real Madrid in the future. And Jurgen Klopp says he appreciated the cheek of a 10-year-old Manchester United fan who wrote to him to complain about Liverpool's Premier League dominance this season. In the letter, he said please make them lose because it was making him sad to see the Merseysiders unbeaten. Klopp responded with a letter saying unfortunately he couldn't grant the request, but the United are lucky to have him as a supporter. That is your initial look at sport this evening.
10 to 6 on Manx Radio. This is Update, and for the most comprehensive source of current Manx news, interviews and features, and the largest store of Manx Radio videos, plus MTTV videos, Culture Van and the Manx National Heritage, go to manxradio.com. Powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey, like us on Facebook, follow Manx Radio on Twitter, and subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel. And you do have the Manx Radio app, don't you?
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
On the Matrix signs tonight, from Bagarrow, Sulby, Hilbury and Ramsey to the mountain, high winds and fog. Make sure you have lots of lights on, but not full beam, of course, but, you know, fog lights. We're just about seeing the end of roadworks, temporary closure of the A1 Peel Road between Timwell Hill and Timwell Mills Shopping Centre, the Glenmore Road. They should have finished carriageway resurfacing by then. And apparently, this weekend should see the end of the Lord Street stuff, the one-way traffic scheme and closure of surrounding roads and paths for regeneration. The Lord Street surrounding areas should be absolutely fine on Monday, come Monday anyway. We'll see. The Renab Road in Glenmona, temporary closure there between the Cornet Road and the railway crossing north of Ballaglass Glen for highway resurfacing. Westlands in Peel, that closure there extended to the 28th of August, and the Finch Road reversal continues to the 30th of August. Church Road Marina should be opening the week after next. In fact, a week tomorrow it should reopen, but Finch Road will remain in reverse order until the end of August. The Ballachill Ferrick Road in Colby closed between the A7 Main Road Colby and the A36 Ballachillowy Road for sewer lining and manhole refurbishment works. At the airport, kind of okay tonight. The London City 5 Power 5 is going out late. The 25 past 5 to Liverpool going out late as well. The 25 to 6 Dublin went out a minute late. Later departures for Manchester, Liverpool, Edinburgh, Gatwick and Bristol looking okay. All the details at manxradio.com.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by
Auto Solutions 670145.
Some of the leading professionals in end-of-life care took part in the second Hospice Isle of Man Shawl Academic Centre Annual Research Symposium at the UCM Nunnery campus today. The title this year is Are We Getting It Right? And it reflects how the hospice is trying to put together the best possible care with the help and guidance of international research. With the details, Manx Radio's Lewis Foster.
International speakers attended the event to share their expertise. One of those speakers, Professor John Ellershaw, has accepted an invitation to take up the honorary position of Visiting Professor of Palliative Care to Hospice Isle of Man. I caught up with Hospice CEO Anne Mills and Professor Ellershaw at the UCM Nunnery campus today to discuss the importance of research and find out more about the position the Isle of Man can take in the world of palliative care.
We know that research active organisations have better outcomes for people and patients. And so it's very important for Hospice Isle of Man to be a research active hospice. And to do that, we have to partner with other people because we're very small ourselves. But we're very, very keen to engage in international research. And we're leading some aspects of integrated palliative and end-of-life care, i.e. systems work, to look at, you know, right place, right time, right outcome, and looking at the health economics of that and working around that with Professor McGee. And we're also looking and setting up some research around dementia and looking at carers' experience, and we're setting up some aspects of looking at compassionate communities and assets-based work, looking at how communities are resilient and build resilience in communities to be able to help and support themselves. So we've got international speakers with us today, and I'm delighted that we have asked Professor Ellershaw to, we've invited him to be a visiting professor to Hospice Isle of Man, and I'm delighted to say that he's accepted. So it's all upwards and onwards from here, really.
I think what we see here in the Isle of Man is a very highly trained, highly engaged community around palliative care. and that's evidenced today by the research meeting that we're participating in. I think as a hospice, I think it is forward-looking, it's got strategic intent, and that links not just with research but also through innovation and education, which we're hearing about today. So I think it is one of the hospices which is within the UK would be at the kind of the forefront of what's happening in palliative medicine and looking to integrate best practice into everyday care for the patients and relatives on the Isle of Man.
Remember, updates available as a podcast via Apple, Google, Smart Speaker or Spotify. The details are at maxradio.com. If you haven't yet tamed your Smart Speaker to get it tuned into Max Radio, make that your aim this weekend, perhaps. Maybe, well, I suppose so. Just a reminder, 7 weeks today, it's Good Friday. 4 weeks this Sunday, Mothering Sunday, and 5 weeks on Sunday, the clocks go forward. Feel any better? Well, that's it from Update this week. Thanks to our producer this week, Sarah Hendy. Updates compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Ed Oldham and your bespoke Year of the Long Tail nightly news and information solution. We'll be back Monday at 5:30. Have a great weekend.